Welcome back to Horizons. Christina Scanlon, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Christina, I haven't talked to you before on Horizons, but you're our new worker. Tell people a little bit what you're doing as part of the pastoral team.
Yeah, so I started this job in January. I'm the diocesan advisor for primary religious education. I travel around to schools with my colleagues, the three other advisors, Dermot, Dermot and Kieran. We travel around to schools a few days a week. So it's a wonderful opportunity being a primary school teacher to, you know, go around and meet all the other principals and staff and see all the lovely things that are happening in schools. And we're very blessed here in the diocese. Our schools are doing a wonderful job, the Grow and Love programme. So, yeah, and then the other days, it's whatever jobs, you know, come up through my pastoral work. So I'm really, really enjoying it so far.
Well, you're very welcome, Christina. But this morning now, I want to talk to you about Youth Week in the diocese. What are we talking about here? Because it's new.
Yeah, this is a new initiative that we've decided we're going to try and roll out. It will take place from Saturday the 20th of April to Friday the 26th of April. And really what it is a celebration of the young people in our parishes. So we've encouraged any participating parishes or pastoral areas to begin their youth week with, I suppose, a youth-led mass. So they'd be involved with the liturgy and other parts of the mass.
It's a fabulous idea.
It's really nice, yeah. And then any other ideas throughout the week, like even if they got one other activity, we'd be thrilled with that. It's a great start.
So it's kind of putting a spotlight on young people, yeah, in your church, in your parish.
Absolutely. And, you know, since COVID, like maybe we've, you know, lost touch with our young people and we just want to bring them back together and just have a fun week.
But yeah, if you had one, two or three ideas, what would they be?
I suppose something simple and achievable is a bake sale. Everyone loves that. And they could donate the money to, you know, a local charity or, you know, an organisation that they want. I know of a group, I think in St. Brendan's in Tralee, who are going to plant a tree, which is, you know, bringing in environmental things, which is a really nice idea. And again, a simple one. Some places might organise a hike to a, you know, a local place of interest or a pilgrimage, we'll call it. So just to get the young people together, communicating and just, you know, enjoying each other's company and celebrating the young people of our parish.
And minimum, you're also saying a mass with folks on young people.
Absolutely. And if you got that much done, wouldn't that be great?
It'd be lovely.
Yeah.
You've a little competition. Tell us about that.
Yes, this is like a photo or a video competition. We're encouraging people to make a 2-minute video, and it can be as funny or as serious as you like, or take a picture that I suppose best captures somewhere in your parish. The theme of the competition is My Parish. So you can get as creative as you want with that. And you know, the weather is so bad at the moment. I'm thinking over Easter, wouldn't it be a lovely idea for a few teenagers or young adults to have a bit of fun making a video like that, you know?
And Christina, they are so good at doing that.
They are
a lot better than us.
Like TikTok and all these things is just such a rage now. I'm really looking forward to actually seeing the entries, and I hope now we get a lot. You can see our website, the Diocese of Kerry, for further details on how to submit those entries. You know, if it's a photo, you can email it directly. But if it's a video, we're asking people to upload it via WeTransfer website. So that is free and it can take the weight of a video. But all those details are on our website. And the winner of the winning video will get €100, and the winner of the best photo will get €50. And we'll announce that at the end of the week.
It's a bit of motivation.
And a bit of motivation.
It's just they're so good at it and it's so easy.
Yes.
We'd love to encourage young people to take part in this.
Yeah. And again, that could be another event that people are doing in their parishes. You know, if you can't organise anything else, like encourage your young people to enter the competition as well. Well, we do ask that all entries would be submitted before 19th of April.
So that's very soon. All of
yes.
this is very soon.
Yeah.
And really, people listening to Horizons this morning, mm-hmm. they need to get out there, spread the news, tell their grandchildren, because you probably have some budding photographers in your midst.
Yeah.
And then the video is just the big thing at the moment.
The big thing, yeah. And 2 minutes, you know, that's all it is. And we're hoping to compile them with people's permission and maybe, you know, broadcast them on the end of Youth Week and on our Doc TV.
And if we get good photos, I'll put them up on the website.
Absolutely.
So I think if you're good at taking photos or good at doing videos, it's lovely to show them.
Absolutely.
It's lovely to have some place to put them.
Yeah.
So it's all with the focus of the Youth Week in the parish. Great idea.
Youth Week in the parish, yeah. And, you know, most people's phones now, they have really good cameras and they're great at editing and, you know, Snapchat and all these things. So, yeah, absolutely get creative. And we look forward to all the entries coming in. Please, God.
Christina Scanlon, we will talk again.
We will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Easter Sunday, happy day, great celebration. Don't forget to contribute to Throcra. Father Joe Begley, prayer is important too.
We pray for our people here in Ireland, our Throcra volunteers, who are also part of that ongoing conversation, showing the letter, that's the film there with the Pope and the climate crisis, facilitating discussion and organisation. So there's a greater awareness created there by many people, including volunteers from Throcra. You know, there's prayers there on the resource from Throcra every year, praying for a change of heart, a change of mindset, that all of us will indeed thank God for the beautiful gift of creation around us and to inspire us to take care of our world, our common home, as Pope Francis describes it. I think that's at the heart of Christian living as well, of course, to take care of one another, our fellow human beings, and of our world around us in a responsible way. And we are grateful to the many volunteers working in Ireland, creating awareness in our schools among young people, respecting our resources of water and food and less waste and so on. We're grateful to so many people and volunteers. I was often thinking they're Trad for Throcra, organised by Cultus Cultori Éireann. It's wonderful to see young people and not so young, Xenim Kjol, Egauran Icht, and Rinke, and all of that, enjoying it, but at the same time, using and sharing their skill and their love of music for the benefit of people across the globe. I think it's a wonderful example of volunteerism in action on the ground. And I would urge all our listeners, every euro collected can make a difference. Give something to Throcra, but I think that's important, that it comes from the heart.
Father Joe Begley, thank you very much for chatting to us this morning.
Easter prayer. Easter time is a time to celebrate new life. Thank you for all the baby lambs we see in the fields and all the leaves coming on the trees. Today, Jesus, we celebrate your resurrection. We thank God for giving you new life and for promising us life forever. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us always. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Thanks to the production team, in particular, Grainne Quirk. Just a thought for the coming week is from David Buttimer. Mass follows directly. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good Easter week.